ఫలితమైన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోవిష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలై స్వయం రూప కామయ్యం దాతి సుభదాంతం. వందేహం శ్రీ గురు శ్రీ జగదకుమారం శ్రీ గురువం వైష్ణవాం చ శ్రీ రూపం సాగరజాలం శరణమ సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాం సర్వలలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాంత జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే రామ 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 రామ. ఓకే, సో ఫస్ట్ టూ వర్సెస్ కృష్ణ అర్జున క్వశ్చన్స్ అండ్ కన్ఫ్యూజన్, అండ్ థర్డ్ వర్స్ కృష్ణ స్పీక్స్ అబౌట్ టూ పాత్స్, అండ్ ఫోర్త్ టు సిక్స్త్ వర్స్ కృష్ణ స్పీక్స్ ద డిఫెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ సాంఖ్యయోగ, అండ్ సెవెంత్ టు నైన్త్ హీ టెల్స్ అబౌట్ ద బెనిఫిట్స్ ఆఫ్ కర్మయోగ, అండ్ ఇన్ ద నైన్త్ వర్స్ హీ సెడ్ యజ్ఞాతాత్ కర్మణ్యత్ర లోకోయం కర్మబంధన. ద ఫస్ట్ టైం ఫర్ ద ఫస్ట్ టైం వర్డ్ యజ్ఞ కమ్స్ దేర్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత. సో ఫర్ ద ఫస్ట్ టైం యజ్ఞ వర్డ్ కమ్స్ దేర్, అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ పర్పట్ ఆఫ్ శిల ప్రభుపాద్ వీ నో దట్ యజ్ఞో వై విష్ణు, యజ్ఞ మీన్స్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు. సో దే ఫోర్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ అవర్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ డ్యూటీస్ ఫర్ ద ప్లెజర్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు. బట్ అర్జున్ ఐ డింట్ నో దట్ వాట్ ఈజ్ యజ్ఞ మీన్స్, హీ డింట్ నో వాట్ ఈజ్ యజ్ఞ. Even up to the point of 8th verse, 8th chapter, you see 8th chapter, 1st verse, he is not fully, completely aware of who is Yajna means. So, you know, 8th chapter, 1st verse, what is that? Adi Yajna, Kharo Bhavo, what is that? He says, he asks 5, 6, 7 things there in 2 verses. Adi Bhuta, Adi Yajna, Adi Daiva. కర్మ కిం తద్ బ్రహ్మ కిం ఆధ్యాత్మ కిం పురుషోత్తమ ఆది దైవం ఉచ్యతే. నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్ ఆది యజ్ఞం
కథం.
సో యజ్ఞ మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ వాట్? వాట్ ఈజ్ యజ్ఞ? What involves yajna? What constitutes yajna? All the details will be explained by Krishna now. So yajna means Lord Vishnu. Even at the 8th chapter also he didn't know. We know that because we read Bhaktivedanta Purpose, right? So now 10th to 16th verse Krishna speaks about yajna. What is yajna? Who created yajna? What constitutes yajna? For whom it is meant for? So, and how to execute that, all these things are discussed in verse number 10 to 16. Sahayajnya praja srishtva purovacha prajapati anena prasavishyatvam yeshavo srishta kamaduk. In the beginning of the creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Lord Vishnu, for Vishnu, and blessed them by saying, be thou happy by this yajna, because its performances will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation. This is one quote for history, you see. Why this is a code for history?
Creation.
Creation of living entities. History of creation of living. Hidden history of human race. So according to Darwinism, 40,000 years before there were no well developed human beings. But this is what? It is speaking about from the beginning of creation. That means, so it is millions and billions and billions and billions and billions of years from the beginning of creation jivas are existing, means especially human beings are existing. So what it is told here, in the beginning of creation, the Lord of creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods. Prajas and Prajapati, both. Sahayajna, Praja, Srishtva, Praja, living entities were created. Praja means especially here, human beings. So, Purovacha Prajapati and the Lord of living entities. It means demigods also. Anena prasavishadvam. So, Purovacha, Pura Uvacha, and he also said, Krishna is quoting Lord Vishnu here. He said that, Anena prasavishadvam yeshavo stvishta kamaduk. Everything desirable by living. Be though happy by this yajna, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport Srila Prabhupada, he explains what is the purpose of creation. So, read.
The material creation that the Lord creates as Vishnu is a chance offered to the conditioned soul to come back home, back to Godhead.
What is the meaning of this? The material creation by the Lord of creatures is chance offered to the conditioned souls to come back home, back to God. That means what?
So reforming their
white atmosphere conducive to which we can realize ourselves.
What is the meaning is, he creates this material world so that they can, jivas can come back. What is the meaning of this?
Reform themselves and come back.
Reform themselves and come back?
When they go against
non-interested state, the jivas also, they are also, I mean, when jivas come, I'm not able to explain properly, in non-interested state, they also stay at a place. And then world is created and they are sent into the world when manifestation takes place, and this whole manifestation is just a chance so that these stuck up jivas can come back.
Yeah, this we have to understand. He brought up that point of, he is not able to explain, which he expressed also. See, anadi karma phale, since time immemorial jivas are in the material world, and time to time again and again this material creation, because we know, no? We discussed in our introduction, time is temporary. No, time is eternal, but the manifestation of material world is temporary. It is. Prakriti is also eternal, but the manifestation is temporary. It undergoes repeated cycle of creation, maintenance and destruction. So when it is wound up, when it is destroyed, again it is created. Why it is created? So that these jivas who did not get liberated, who did not go back to Godhead, to give them chance, Lord creates this material. This is the purpose of creation. This is the meaning of this statement. So that is one way of understanding. So then it makes sense, right or not? Otherwise, he can reform there only, why he has to create them? The material creation by the Lord, creatures, is a chance offered to the conditioned souls to come back home, back to Godhead. Okay, so next, read.
All living entities in the material creation are...
So another thing is, so materialistic people, many people, they ask, what is the purpose of creation, right? Many people, here it is, creation. Creation, purpose of creation is chance for the living entity to go back home, back to.
All living entities within the material creation are conditioned by material nature because of their forgetfulness of their relationship to Vishnu or Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedic principles are to help us understand this eternal relation.
So we discuss purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to help our last, establish our last relationship. So this is meant for Vedic principles, is also the same thing it is.
The Vedic principles are to help us understand this eternal relation as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Vedeshya sarve rahameva vedya. The Lord says that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Him. In a Vedic hymns it is said, Patim Vishvashatmeshwaram. Therefore, the Lord of living entities is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu.
So, just a minute. So, the sacrifices which are mentioned in the Vedas and Vedic principles are meant for helping us to fulfill our material desires in regulated way. So, and in the end, establish our relationship with Krishna. So, Vedesha Sarve Rahami Vebedyo. The Lord says the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Him. Then leave that part, you know, some portion. There is one statement. The Lord created this material world is to, world to enable the conditioned souls to learn how to perform sacrifice. Yeah.
Lord created this material world to enable the conditioned soul to learn how to perform yajna, sacrifices for the satisfaction of Vishnu. So that while in the material world they can live very comfortably without anxiety, and after finishing the present material body they can enter into the kingdom of God. That is the whole program for the conditioned soul. By the performance of yajna, the conditioned souls gradually become Krishna consciousness and become godly in all respects.
See, Lord has given some systematic plan for how to live in this world and how to go back to Godhead. But idiot rascals, they make their own plan, 5-year plan, planning commission and all. And spoil everything. And all this whole modern civilization is based on the atheistic idea that we are going to improve life and the world by our technological advancement. This idea is atheistic idea it is. They think that we are better than God, you know. So are they just kill God, that there is no God? So in this way we will. But the result is what? Result of all these atheistic ideas? Result is complete chaos and suffering. So they have completely, their whole human life, purpose of human life is defeated. The purpose of creation is defeated. It is not defeated in one sense because you cannot defeat the purpose of creation. So Lord will give more severe treatment so that these guys can be reformed. That is discussed in the 18th chapter, how he gives severe, Muda, Janmani, Janmani. These atheists will be sent again and again to hell. So we have to understand this, how modern society is based on the principle of atheistic idea. Like another way of understanding is that so Lord's creation is complete. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudashyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Purnamidam means it is complete, it is. So Prabhupada, he said, no, all kinds of incompleteness are experienced due to incomplete understanding of the complete whole. So, incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. So, because these idiot rascals, they do not know the plan of the Lord, purpose of the creation. They think that, oh, we will make this world more better than living. And in the end, because it doesn't work according to their plan, it works according to Krishna's plan. So, they will create chaos in the society. Human society. So whole modern society is, this is the point, it's based on this atheistic idea. We will make this world better. We will make life better. Let's make things better. This is atheistic idea. You don't have to do anything. Everything will go according to its course. Just follow the plan of the Lord. Just. They think that, oh, how, what will be? By saying this, we are curtailing our intellectual development, they will say. So by saying all this, no, you try to use your intelligence to understand the plan of the Lord, no? So, as it is given by Him in Bhagavad Gita, not by your own independent academic so-called research. Okay, continue reading from there.
In the age of Kali, the Sankirtan Yajna, the chanting of the names of God, is recommended by the Vedic scripture. And this transcendental system was introduced by Lord Chaitanya for the deliverance of all men in this age. Sankirtan Yajna and Krishna consciousness go well together. Lord Krishna in his devotional form and Lord Chaitanya is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5 and 32 as follows with a special reference to the Sankirtan Yajna. Krishna Varnam Susha Krishnam
Sangopangastra Varshadam Yajne Sankirtana Prayerajanti Sumya.
In this age of Kali, people who are endowed with a sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord who is accompanied by his associates by performance of Sankirtan Yajna. Other Yajnas prescribed in the Vedic literature are not easy to perform in this age of Kali, but the Sankirtan Yajna is easy and sublime for all purposes. As recommended in Bhagavad Gita also,
9.14. So, then in the verse it is told that Prajapati, the Lord of creatures, so that is also described in the purport. In the Vedic hymns it is said, Patim Vishvatma Atmeshwaram. Therefore, the Lord of the living entity is the supreme personality of Godhead Vishnu. Yeah, in the Srimad Bhagavatam also. Srila Shukadev Goswami, he says, describes Lord as Pati in so many. This is very nice word. Shriyapatir Yajnapatir Prajapatir Dhyampatir Lokapatir Dharapatir Patir Gadeshtandara Vrashnishatanam Sarvidhame Bhagavan Sampati. Shriyapatir Yajnapatihi. Shriyapati, he is the Lord of all opulences, all beauties. He is the Lord of all gopis, he is the Lord of all Lakshmis, that is the meaning of Shriyapati. Yajnapati, he is the Lord of all success, he is the Pati of all Praja. Dhyampati, he is the Pati of our intelligence. Lokapati and Dharapati, Dhara means this material word, this earth. Patir Gatis Chandaka Vrashni Sattvatam Pati. So he is also he is the Lord of all the goals, and you know, Sattvatam means pious dynasties like Chandaka, Vrashni. He is the Lord of Prasidatam me Bhagavan Satam Pati. I surrender unto that Lord who is Lord of all the devotees. Satam Pati means. In this way he says. So from this again and again, what is the speciality of this verse? Here Lord, again and again it is addressed as Pati, 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 Pati. He is the Lord. Now in the material world, many husbands, they think that I am Pati of husband of this woman, or like that they think. But actually Lord is the Pati of everyone. So we should understand that. So we should not think that, of course, it's a duty of a woman to serve the husband. So internally we should, all grastha devotees should know that I am not the master of this woman, Lord is the master of this woman. Because as soon as we think that we are the master, then we will be bound to this material world. But that doesn't mean that you should not do your prescribed duty as husband. Think that, you should not control wife. That is another sajiya mentality. So that is not good for wife, woman. So in this way, and another point comes here is that often rascals, they criticize Krishna. Why he danced with other man's wives? Who is other man's wife for Krishna? He is not only husband of your wife, he is husband of you also. Because he is Pati, right or not? He is Pati for everyone. That's the meaning. We are not talking about homosexuality here. Here means Pati means master. You are supposed to be his servant. That is the point. I think somebody asked, I think one of our Radha Govind Maharaj, so one of our devotees in his con. Somebody came and asked, why Lord Krishna dance with gopis? तुमको क्या दिक्कत है? यू आर डांसिंग विथ कृष्णा इज डांसिंग विथ अदर मैन्स वाइफ और यू आर डांसिंग विथ अदर मैन्स वाइफ? हु इज डांसिंग विथ अदर मैन्स वाइफ? दिस गाय इज डांसिंग एक्चुअली इज शी इज ऑल्सो इज वाइफ कृष्णा वाइफ. So we have to understand this point. Okay, next 3.11. Devan bhavaya dhanena te deva bhavayantu aha parasparam deyam paramam achyata. The demigods, being pleased by sacrifices, will also please you. And thus, by cooperation between men and demigods, prosperity will reign for all. So here, what happens in yajna? Yajna, devan bhavatanena te deva bhavayantuva. So yajna is meant for, you know, pleasing Lord, pleasing demigods. So, and in turn, demigods being pleased with the sacrifices of the human beings, they please human beings. In this way, parasparam bhavayantah, there would be cooperation between men and shreya param avyapsata. Shreya, benediction. So param of the Supreme Lord, avyapsata, you will achieve. Because if human beings follow the system given by the Lord, Lord also becomes pleased. So then Lord will bestow all benedictions upon them. So he bestows those benedictions through these demigods. So param here means it is Supreme Lord. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1.19.18, there is an immeasurable chain of complete cooperation between the Lord, the demigods and the devotees on earth. When Maharaj Parikshit decided to sit and hear Bhagavatam, demigods were pleased and showered flowers on him. It is told like that. So invisible chain. So this is relation between demigods, living entities, and the Supreme Lord. So if you perform sacrifices, Lord becomes happy. In 1.15.12 purport also, you see, by the grace of Lord Krishna, Arjuna pleased all the demigods, means he went and fought on behalf of them. Whereas the worshippers of demigods may achieve only partial benefits, which are also perishable like the demigods themselves. One who is favored by the demigods may not be favored by Krishna. Arjuna pleased by demigods, so they gave him all celestial weapons. Okay, so now in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he tells, it's an elaborate purport here after this verse, from this verse onwards. This is not so, but there are many points here. One point Prabhupada says is that ultimately yajnas are meant for Lord Vishnu. Then why yajnas are performed and for whom it is meant for? And what are the other benefits of yajnas? All these things. Okay, so read the demigods.
The demigods are empowered administrators of material affairs. The supply of air, light, water and all other benediction for maintaining the body and soul of every living entity is entrusted to the demigods, who are innumerable assistants in different part of the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So this is what? Who are demigods? If someone asks you, who are demigods? This is definition of demigods. Okay, so next.
Their pleasures and displeasures are dependent on the performance of yajna by the human being. Some of the yajnas are meant to satisfy particular demigods, but even in so doing, Lord Vishnu is worshipped in all yajnas as a chief beneficiary. It is stated also in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna himself is a beneficiary of all kinds of yajnas. Bhokta
Ram Yajna Tapasam.
Therefore, ultimate satisfaction of the yajna kati is the chief purpose of all yajnas. When these yajnas are perfectly performed, naturally the demigods in charge of the different departments of supply are pleased, and there is no scarcity in supply of the natural products.
You see, Prabhupada, he pounds us. For whom it is meant? Don't forget Krishna. Don't forget Krishna. Don't forget Krishna. In the verse itself, it is mentioned. It is like demi. It is yajnas are performed for sacrifice. But of course, that is told in the 16th verse or 15th verse. No, 15th verse. The end. Krishna says that how Lord Yajna is eternally present in the performance of sacrifice to receive. Ultimately, it is meant for worshipping Lord Vishnu only. There, implicitly, it is mentioned there in 15th verse. So, therefore, it is not wrong when Prabhupada says that, it is meant for Lord Vishnu, it is meant for Lord Vishnu. Nityam yajne pratishtitam. What is that? Nityam. 15th verse, you see.
Nityam yajne pratishtitam.
Nityam yajne pratishtitam. Lord is present eternally in the performances of sacrifices. So therefore, Lord Vishnu is the ultimate beneficiary of yajnas. So by writing this commentary, Prabhupada is not wrong. So he is reminding us again and again. Don't forget him like that. Okay. Yeah. Then.
Performance of yajna has many.
So, what are the other benefits? Many side benefits. He says. You see, what are the other benefits of performing sacrifices? Yeah.
Ultimately, leading to liberation from material bondage. The performance of yajna, all activities become purified, as it is stated in the Vedas. Ahara shuddho, sattva shuddhi, sattva shuddho, dhruva, smuti, smuti, lambe.
Sarva-granti.
Upramoksha.
This verse is from Chandakya Upanishad, I think. Chandakya or Taittiriya Samhita. Okay, we'll find it out.
By performance of yajna, one's eatables become sanctified. And by eating sanctified foodstuffs, one's very existence becomes purified. By purification of existence, finest tissue in the memory becomes sanctified. And when memory is sanctified, one can think of the path of liberation. And all these combined together lead to Krishna consciousness, the great necessity of present day society.
So, Krishna consciousness is the great necessity of present day society. So, this is required. And how you see, by eating good food, our consciousness becomes, how consciousness is connected to Anna is also explained here. Ahara shuddho sattva shuddhi. See, like this, when you eat food which is here, grown here, cooked here, you feel, after eating other food, you feel the difference immediately, right or not? Why? Because this is helping us to purify our consciousness. Then, basically, this is extension of that previous purport statement. No, while in the material world, they can live very comfortably without anxiety, and after finishing the present material body, they can enter into the kingdom of God. Okay. Then, what else is there? Uh, those who are followers of Karmakanda, they may not appreciate this, that, oh, why Prabhupada is writing this? Yajna is meant for only, he is misinterpreting the Vedic statement and all, they may say. But he is not. If Prabhupada is presenting that Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha natumam abhijanati tatve naschavantite. In 9.24, Krishna says, I am the bhokta and prabhu of sarva yajna, all the sacrifices, Krishna says. So Prabhupada is telling that again and again here. Okay, so, and this kind of philosophy that, you see, we fulfill the necessities of, we please the demigods, you know, by performing sacrifices. When we perform sacrifices, demigods get their food. You know how demigods get their food? By performing sacrifices. So when sacrifices are performed. And in turn, they supply us our necessities. This is what it is, business it is, between demigods and living entities. Exchange, business exchange. So if we go to the Lord, to the temple, just for the sake of our material necessities, then it is a kind of business it is. Like Christians, you know. Christians, they have an idea that by going and praying to God, God gets strength to fight with Satan. So Satan is God's competitor. And so when we perform sacrifices, when we go and do prayers, they will, you know, demigods will, sorry, God will get strength and he will get followers. Then in turn, he will satisfy our sense gratification. In this way, this is Christian's bogus theory. But in one sense, it is true. To the level of demigods, it is true. Right or not? You see, often you read in Bhagavatam also, when Hiranyaksha died or killed by Lord Varahadeva. So then Hiranyakashipu says, go and destroy all the places where Brahmanas are performing sacrifices. So because they know, demigods get, you know, demons know that demigods get strength by so sacrifices. Now who are the demons? Demons are enemies of? So demigods. It's like that, you know, God and Satan, what they are thinking like that. On the level of demigods it is true, but God cannot have competitor. That is a bogus idea, you know, right or not. So it is on the level of demigods. So this is what is the Karmakandi's idea, Karmakandi idea. Christian idea is coming from this Karmakandi idea. Karmakandi is, oh, we will do our prescribed duty, then demigods will get their necessities, they will become fleas, and they will supply. Because we are doing prescribed duties, it is their duty to, now in turn, it is their duty to supply. So in this way, they bring God also into their karma. Therefore, they are called as karma mimamsakas, karma vyavadis. So it's a atheistic philosophy, basically. This Christian idea is also, there is a Satan competitor to God. It's a atheistic idea, it is. They make God as their servant. Text 12. Ishtan bhogan hi bodeva dasyate yajna bhavita In charge of various necessities of life, the demigods, being satisfied by the performance of yajna, will supply all necessities to you. But he who enjoys such gifts without offering them to the demigods in return, is certainly a thief. So he says, repetition of the previous verse, no? Thair datana pradayabhyo yo bhunte stena evacha. But if you don't do that, we will become thief. Stena means thief. Thair datana pradayabhyo yo bhunte stena evacha. If without offering them, those who enjoy the results, they are called as Sthena. Sthena means thieves. So in the previous verse that Parama Apnati, there is a story, no? Then I satisfy everyone. Supreme Lord will satisfy them. Because ultimately demigods also, if they want to give something, it is coming from Lord Krishna only. Anyone remembers one verse from Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says it comes from me only? Which verse it is? No. Particularly, whatever demigods are all giving, ultimately everything is coming from Krishna. That is the Lord of sacrifice. Particularly, he says that it comes from me actually. Go to the next verse. No, before that. When he is reciting, you should hear. That means what is that? He is talking all nonsense, I'll tell you. Hear what he is saying. You hear attentively, so that is the verse which I am seeking for. You know, Maheva Vitanitam means I only give. Read the translation.
Endowed with such a faith, he endeavors to worship a particular demigod and of suffering his desires. But in actuality, these benefits are bestowed by me alone.
So what is Krishna saying? They are bestowed by me alone. People worship demigods. And whatever benefits are given by demigods, it is given by me only. So it is coming from Krishna only. What was your verse tell? That is worshipping, but I am saying one who is awards the results, who is the awarder of results. So here, because in the previous verse you see Parama Sheya Param Avyapsataha. So So Param means that supreme benediction, prosperity will reign, avyapsata. So Lord will give that. Okay. So coming to Ishtan Bhogan Hivo Devan, Dasyante Yajna Bhavita, Thayadatana Pasthena Yogi. So he is a thief. So again, in the purport of Prabhupada, for whom the yajna is meant for, again repeats. And what are the necessities of yajnas? Just a minute. Okay. So that is in the next verse. And what will happen if you don't perform yajnas? Which yajna has to be performed in this age? These are the four topics. For whom the yajnas are meant? You'll remember? So yajnas are meant for demigods as well as Supreme Lord Vishnu. Ultimately, again and again, he will say that it is meant for Lord Vishnu. And necessity of sacrifices. Why we need to perform. And then, what will happen if we don't perform sacrifices? And which yajna has to be performed in this age? Four things in the purport. So we will read that. Okay, read. You read. The demigods are...
The demigods are authorized supplying agents on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. Therefore, they must be satisfied by the performance of prescribed yajnas. In the Vedas, there are different kinds of yajnas prescribed for different kinds of demigods. But all are ultimately offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For one who cannot understand what the Supreme Personality What the personality of Godhead is, sacrifice to the demigods is recommended. According to the different material qualities of the persons concerned, different type of yajnas are recommended in the Vedas.
So therefore, no, in the previous chapter, what Krishna had said, Traigunya Vishaya Veda,
yes.
Traigunya Bhavarjana. Yeah.
Worship of different demigods is also on the same basis, namely, according to different qualities. For example, the meat eaters are recommended to worship the goddess Kali, the ghastly form of material nature.
Ugra Rupa. That is Ugra Rupa, it is. Ghastly. Ugra Rupan.
And before the goddess, the sacrifice of animals is recommended. But for those who are in the mode of goodness, the transcendental worship of Vishnu is recommended. But ultimately, all yajnas are meant for gradual promotion to the transcendental position. For ordinary men, at least 5 yajnas known as Pancha Mahayajna are necessary.
So, Pancha Mahayajna are meant for mitigating, extinguishing Pancha Mahapapa. What are those Pancha Mahapapa? So,
Walking,
cooking, drinking, cooking. And?
Breathing.
So all 5, while we are, we kill many living entities. So therefore these are necessary. Who has to perform? And for whom it is? So all these things, all human beings have to perform. Yeah.
One should know, however, that all the...
From here, Krishna Prabhupada says, what is the necessity of yajnas?
One should know, however, that all the necessities of life that the human society requires are supplied by the demigod agents of the Lord. No one can manufacture anything. Take, for example, all the eatables of human society. These eatables include grains, fruits, vegetables, milk, sugar, etc. For the persons in the mode of goodness and also eatables for the non-vegetarians like meats, none of which can be manufactured by men. Then again, take for example heat, light, water, air, etc., which are also necessities of life. None of them can be manufactured by the human society. Without the Supreme Lord, there can be no profuse sunlight, moonlight, rain, breeze, etc., without which no one can live.
See, Prabhupada used to tell about communists, how they converted Christians into communists. They would go to village and ask all these people, innocent Christians, go and pray to your God in the church to give you daily bread. And when these people who went inside the church and came back, did you get your bread? No. Then now you ask us. Communist friends, give us our daily bread. Then truckload of bread will come. And in this way they distributed and made them into communists. Prabhupada says, these rascal communists, innocent people will not accept this proposition of, no, those who are learned and intelligent brahmanas, they will not accept this proposition of communists, rascal communists. They did not manufacture grains in their factory, right? Can anyone manufacture? Or can you live by eating microchips, nuts and bolts? You are so proud of your advancement. So people, they are claiming themselves, they are very proud to claim themselves as atheists. And advertising everywhere, I am an atheist. So, but Krishna, if he stops all these things, what will happen to this atheist? What will happen to this atheist? So it is an insane state of mind, it is. Basically atheism is. So how can we survive? And read.
Obviously, our life is dependent on supplies from the Lord. Even for our manufacturing enterprises, we require so many raw materials like metal, sulfur, mercury, manganese, and so many essentials, all of which are supplied by the agents of the Lord, with the purpose that we should make proper use of them to keep ourselves fit and healthy for the purpose of self-realization, leading to the ultimate goal of life, namely liberation from the material struggle for existence. This aim of life is attained by performance of yajna.
So this is the necessity of yajna, why we should need all these things. You see, in detail Prabhupada explains. So necessity of performing yajna, how. One more point before we go, because here in previous verses, there is a, how we logically understand the existence of demigods. How we logically understand the existence of God, demigods, sorry. They are controlling air, air. How it is? How to understand logically? Who will tell?
There is department for me. There is cleaning department. There is department of cleaning the universal level.
How it happens? Cleaning means?
Government employs some labors to clean the city.
Swachh Bharat Abhiyan.
Similarly, Lord sends in the form of rain to clean.
Then, anyway, basically, whole universe is working in a very organized way, very precise way. If there is no control, so there cannot be so much precise organization and coordination in the universe. So just like we have in our government, we have different ministries. Similarly, in the universal government, there are different ministries are there. So all these government heads who are ministers, so there are demigods similarly in the universal government. That is how we can understand. Logic. That is the logic behind accepting the existence of demigods, right? And this is very logical. So now next, Prabhupada here, what will happen if we don't perform sacrifices?
If we forget the purpose of human life and simply take supplies from the agents of the Lord for sense gratification and become more and more entangled in material existence, which is not the purpose of creation, certainly we become thieves and therefore we are punished by the laws of material nature. A society of thieves can never be happy because they have no aim in life. The gross materialist thieves have no ultimate goal of life. They are simply directed to sense gratification, nor do they have knowledge of how to perform yajnas.
So which yajna has to be performed next?
Lord Chaitanya, however, inaugurated the easiest performance of yajna, namely the Sankirtana yajna, which can be performed by anyone in the world who accepts the principles of Krishna consciousness.
So by reading these purports, if we don't become Krishna conscious, really, you know, he is pounding purport after purport, some way or the other way, Krishna. So if we do not become Krishna conscious, then we are really still framed hearted. So a quote, 7.14.8 purport. One may claim ownership to as much wealth as required to maintain body and soul together. But one who desires ownership over more than that must be considered a thief. He deserves to be punished by the laws of nature. Concisely, it may be said that everyone is a thief and is liable to be punished. Punishment by the laws of nature takes place in the cycle of birth and death. No one dies fully satisfied by fulfillment of material desires, for that is not possible. Therefore, at the time of one's death, one is very sorry, being unable to fulfill his desires. By the laws of nature, one is then offered a body to fulfill his unsatisfied desires, and upon taking birth again, accepting another body, one voluntarily accepts the full miseries of life. This is the result of the thieves, those who become thieves. So now in the 13th verse, in the 12th verse, those who did not perform sacrifice, they are considered as thieves. Stena evacha. So that is one quote for thieves. Who are the thieves? For, you know, Sanskrit book. And in the 13th verse, those who perform sacrifices and take the remnants, they are called as Santa. And others, again, those who do not perform sacrifices, so they are called as sinners. So they are eating sin only, like that it is told. Okay, so text 13.
संतो मुच्यन्ते सर्वकिल्बिषः भुञ्जते ते लोकं पापाये पचन्त्यात्मकारणात्.
The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first to sacrifices. Others who prepare food for personal enjoyment verily eat only sin. Now again, Prabhupada, he defines who is the Santa. Here Krishna is defining that those who are Santa, they take the remnants of Yajna, and in this way they become free from all material contamination. Prabhupada defines Santa word, quoting which verse? Premanjanachurita bhakti vilochenena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. So that verse also, Santa word comes there. Premanjanachurita bhakti vilochenena. One who has put ointment of love on his eyes can see the Supreme Lord within his heart. So they are called as Santas. So, yeah, the devotees of the Supreme Lord, as persons who are in Krishna consciousness, are called Santas. And they are always in love with the Supreme, with the Lord, as it is described in Brahma Samhita 5.38. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Santah Sadaiva Radayeshu Vilokayanti. So, then afterwards, Prabhupada explains why they offer to the Supreme Lord and perform yajnas, and what are the results of performance of yajnas. The Santas, being always in compact love with the Supreme Personality of God, Govinda, the giver of the all pleasures, or Mukunda, the giver of liberation, Krishna, are all attractive person, cannot accept anything without first offering to the Supreme Person. So here Prabhupada's love is manifest. He is not satisfied taking only one name. Govinda, Mukunda, Krishna, he says. Because of that compact love, so they want to offer everything to Krishna. Therefore, such devotees always perform yajnas in different modes of devotional service, such as shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, archanam, etc. And these performances of yajnas keep them always aloof from all conditions of material contamination. So this is more elaborately described by Srila Prabhupada in the next purport, how devotees by performing sacrifices to the Supreme Lord become free from all the material contamination, quoting Balde Vidya Bhushan's commentary. So read the next purport from beginning, you know. Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan, a great commentator. It begins, no, right? Yeah. Next purport.
Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan.
Louder, little.
Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan, a great commentator on the Bhagavad Gita, writes as follows. Ye indriya gatanya vasthi.
Hey, you have to be clear. You are good in English, but not in. Ye indrat anga angataya vasthitam Yajnam Yajnam Sarvesham. No, you should not divide tham, you know. Stitam it should be complete. Yeah, I'll read that in Sanskrit. Yajnam Sarveshwaram Vishnum Abhyarcha Tachesham Ashnanti Tenata Deham Yatram Sampadayanti Te Santaha Sarveshwarasya Yajna Purushasya Bhaktaha Sarvakilvi Shair Anadikala Vibhriddair Atmanu Bhava Prati Bandakair Nikilai Papair Vimuchate. You are able to understand what is he is explaining? Sanskrit? See here. Ya Indradya Angataya Vastitam Yajnam Sarveshwaram Vishnum Abhyarcha Tashesham Ashnanti Tenatha Deha Yatram Sampadayanti. Because Indradi Angataya Vastitam Yajnam Sarveshwaram Vishnum. So because Lord Vishnu is Yajna, Supreme Yajna, and all these demigods are different limbs of Lord Vishnu. So by performing Yajna for Lord Vishnu, automatically all the demigods also become satisfied. Te santaha sarveshwarasya yajna purushasya bhaktaha sarvakilvishair anadikala vivruddhair atmanubhava pratibhandakair nikhilai papair vimuchyante. So he means, what he means by that? So these devotees who perform sacrifice for the pleasure of Lord Vishnu, who is Sarveshwara, sarvakilvishair anadikala vivruddhair, since time immemorial, whatever material contaminations are there, they become free from that. That is the meaning. Atmanu bhava pratibandhakair nikilai phapair vimuchyate. Those sinful reactions which are obstacles in devotional service or in attaining love of Godhead, they become free from all those. Nikilai means. So same thing Prabhupada explains in the, now elaborates in English, you know, you can go on reading that. Read.
The Supreme Lord, who is known as the Yajna Purusha or the personal beneficiary of all sacrifices, is the master of all the demigods, who serve him as the different limbs of the body serve the whole. Demigods like Indra, Chandra and Varuna are appointed officers who manage material affairs, and the Vedas direct sacrifices to satisfy these demigods so that they may be pleased to supply air, light and water sufficiently to produce grains. When Lord Krishna is worshipped, the demigods, who are different limbs of the Lord, are also automatically worshipped. Therefore, there is no separate need to worship the demigods. For this reason, the devotees of the Lord, who are in Krishna consciousness, offer food to Krishna and then eat, a process which nourishes the body spiritually. By such action, not only are past sinful reactions in the body vanquished, but the body becomes immunized to all contamination of material nature. When there is an epidemic disease, an antiseptic vaccine protects a person from the attack of such an epidemic. Similarly, food offered to Lord Vishnu and then taken by us makes us sufficiently resistant to material affection, and one who is accustomed to this practice is called a devotee of the Lord. Therefore, a person in Krishna consciousness who eats only food offered to Krishna can counteract all reactions of past material infections, which are impediments to the progress of self-realization. On the other hand, one who does not do so continues to increase the volume of sinful action, and this prepares the next body to resemble hogs and dogs, to suffer the resultant reactions of all sins. The material world is full of contaminations, and one who is immunized by accepting prasadam of the Lord, food offered to Vishnu, is saved from the attack, whereas one who does not do so becomes subjected to contamination.
So here, one example, epidemic disease, antiseptic vaccine protects a person from attack of such epidemic. People believe like that. So these vaccines have become now, which materialistic people are giving, So doctors, they are actually slow poison, no? They are meant to destroy the immunity system gradually so that people become more and more diseased. This is how all pharmaceutical industries bloom, you know, running. So anyway, our point is not that one. When there is an epidemic disease, antiseptic vaccine protects a person from attack. Similarly, food offered to. Sometime Prabhupada explains, prasadam acts as a diet and Hare Krishna mantra acts as medicine. You know? So doctor prescribes both medicine and diet. Alright or not? So like that it acts. Basically consciousness becomes purified by eating the remnants of sacrifice which are offered. So subjected to contamination. Up to here it is basically explanation of this verse, right or not? 13th verse it is. No, sorry, 12th verse, which we are discussing now. So coming back to, 13th verse back, it's a, so then what he says? Bhunjate te tvakam papam ye pachantar makarnat. Others who prepare food for the self, our sense gratification are not only thieves but also eaters of all kinds of sins. So not only thieves, Prabhupada, he brings it from previous verse. In the previous verse, they are considered as thieves, and in this verse, they are considered as sinners. So what is the destination of such people? What is the gati of condition of their people? How can a person be happy if he is both thief and sinful? It is not possible. So now we come to the point, why there is so much unhappiness in the society, why there is so much dissatisfaction, why there is so much scarcity in the world. It is because we are not performing sacrifices. So we will discuss that more, what are these sacrifices, more in detail. In 1942 there was a continued famine in Bengal by the manipulation of the then government. In our childhood, first class rice was selling 75 cents for 8 pounds. When I was a boy in India, rice was cheap. Can you imagine that? But all of a sudden in 1940, the price of the rice rose to $10. Can you imagine the price of rice from 75 cents to $10? It was difficult for the public, for the general mass of people. Many people experienced great difficulty and so many people died for want of food, diseases and famine. I had some family members' responsibilities, myself, my wife, my 5 children, a servant, about 10 people. But I was able to purchase rice. But does this surprise you? Many people who were in some way or other practicing devotional service were not in any great difficulty even in that famine. Even in the villages, people were some way or other managing. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service, whose life is dedicated for service of the Supreme, will experience no want. There will be no unhappiness. This is a fact. That next one. Okay. So coming back to the point that why there will be scarcity in the world, like Srila Prabhupada, he went. He went to 1972. Okay, we will discuss that little later on. Before that, there is one more point here. What is the solution for this situation? Prabhupada in the purport. Therefore, in order for people to become happy in all respects, they must be taught to perform the easy process of Sankirtana Yajna in full Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there can be no peace or happiness in the world. Okay. So, text 14. Anna Advavanti Parajanya Dhanna Sambhava Yajna Advavati Parajanya Yajna Karma Sambhava. All living entities subsist on food grains which are produced from rains. Rains are produced from performance of yajna. And yajna is born of prescribed duties. So someone may say, no, I am not dependent on food grains, I am dependent on meat. How much meat you will eat? You still have to supplement with that some food grain, right or not? Some rice, some chapati with that, right? Right or not? So even carnivorous animals, they are dependent on herbivorous animals. This carnivorous, herbivorous, omnivorous human beings, they have described, newly defined by scientists as omnivorous. They can eat meat also, and they can eat meat, they can eat food grains also, like that they have defined it. So it is a new way of defining, so that human beings will become meat eaters and rakshasas. So this is how they have injected into this human society that, oh, you can eat meat, you can eat meat, you can eat meat, you can eat meat. In the school days, children study it. Who are, you know, carnivorous, who are herbivorous, who are omnivorous, like that. So they are taught, little poison is put into, become demons, how rakshasas. So anyway, coming back to the point that even they are also indirectly dependent on food grains. All living entities subsist on food grains. And food grains are produced from rains. If rains are not there, food grains will not come. Rains are produced by performances of yajna, sacrifices. Because we were discussing, no? How rain is supplied, water is supplied by Indra. When Indra becomes pleased. And we see that in Krishna Leela, so Nanda Maharaj is telling to Krishna, they are making arrangement for this Indraya Yajna, sacrifice for pleasing Lord Indra. And Krishna is asking him, what is this ceremony which is going on? What is the purpose of this ceremony? Is it recommended in the Vedas? And who is the performer? Who is the beneficiary? All the details he asked. Those who are saintly persons, he says there, he quote, those who are saintly persons, they do not keep any secret, they say. All the secret openly they tell. He is encouraging Nanda Maharaj to tell everything to him. Big, small children speak big words, no? Like that Krishna is speaking big words. Quoting Shastra, saintly persons don't keep any secret and all those things. Anyway, the point is that they were performing sacrifice. So Nanda Maharaj, in his answer to Krishna, he says that, my dear child, this sacrifice is called as Indra Yajna. It is mentioned in the scriptures. It is age-old practice. Because we are Vaishyas, our prescribed duty is to protect cows. For cows, water and grass comes from rain. So therefore, we have to please Indra, like that in detail, he explains. So rains are produced by performances of sacrifice. Yajna is born of prescribed duties. What is yajna? Yajna karma samudravaha. When we talk about yajna, what we think? We think putting ghee in the sacrifice, in the fire. That is what we think as sacrifice. That is also there. That is also sacrifice. That is a means to offer everything to Lord Vishnu. So, but basically by following prescribed duties. What are prescribed duties? Prescribed duty means Varnashrama system. You know, no? Guna karma vibhagashaha. According to our guna, our karma is prescribed by the Shastra conjunction. That is called as prescribed. Following Varnashrama dharma is prescribed duty. Now, if you don't follow prescribed duties, in other words, if you don't follow Varnashrama, there will be no food. Till now, some of the Vaishyas, they are still growing some food, that's why food grain is there in India. Now, the trend is this idiot rascal in the name of modernization, all these demons, government heads, presidents and prime ministers, ministers. So, all these government people, they want in the name of modernization, no? So they want to bring all the villagers to city and put them to work in the factories, because factories need so much human resource for labor, for so much working. They want to bring everyone there, as though these idiot guys, they are going to live by eating nuts and bolts. They don't have common sense. This previous finance minister, so P. Chidambaram, he became finance minister for so many, one of the prominent misfortune creator for India. So many times he became finance minister. That guy, he was telling it seems, so we have to bring all the people from city to village to city because we are not able to supply to the village people. As though this guy is going to supply, sitting in the parliament, going to supply to the villagers. Because villagers are growing food, that's why he is getting food, this guy. Such a rascal, you see. Such a rascal, these are. We are not able to supply LPG, we are not supply food grains. It is becoming difficult. Everyone food, as though he is supplying everything. Such a nonsense, fellows. Right? Whole, this is Samaguna. Kaliyuga people are in mode of ignorance, means what? This is how. They accept the right thing as wrong and wrong as right, actually. It is actually, he is getting food because of these people growing up, but he thinks that I am supplying everyone. Such a rascal, such an idiot is. So, anyway, so people will not live by, all these factories and, technological advancement to promote, they are promoted as though they are considered as a real wealth. In Vedic culture, gavyo dhanavan, gavayo dhanavan. So, danyo dhanavan, gavayo dhanavan. So, who is wealthy? One who has cows and one who has sufficient food grains. He is called as most rich person, wealthy person. To the extent we possess sufficient grains and to the extent we possess cows, then we will be considered rich. Now also, this principle holds now also. Ultimately, these guys who are sitting with paper money, what they are? They are going to eat paper? They are going to eat paper? They are going to eat those microchips? They are going to eat nuts and bolts? So, factory production is not actually real wealth. This is all bogus ideas of economy and wealth there. So, this is a problem with modern civilization. They have all, they will have everything. It happens time to time, but still they never learn lessons. When you see this, time to time recession comes. And in recession, what happens? Food grains, the price of the food grains goes very high and all other things will be available very cheaply. So if you want computer, mobile, it is very cheaply it will be available. And lots of paper money you will have, you will not have food to eat. Heaps of paper money will be there because they are going on printing and printing their paper. Instead of growing grains, encouraging people to grow grains, they are going on printing and supplying that as loan. And you purchase this which we have produced in this way, in an artificial way. You see the cycle of economy there, how it is. Artificial economy. So, industrialists, they produce all this, factory production and bribe the governments. To sanction, and government sanctions and banks will supply that sanction in the form of paper money. Government will encourage, to produce more and more. Who met? Someone told me that he met one person who is working in RBI. You met? So what he was saying? He was saying that that is our target, to print so many notes.
6,000 million notes per year is the present target. I don't know how much it amounts to, but notes. Now this year their target is 8,000 million notes. In one center, that is small. Like that there are four centers. And this is the smallest in Nasik and all. There are many machines. So there the target is different.
You just understand, try to understand why there are so many printing presses. Why not engage everyone to print notes? What is the problem with that? What is the problem with that? What is the problem with that? Tell me.
They will not have control. They want control.
No, very
problem. Government wants the control over this.
Government wants control. One thing then. Then what else? What are the problems with that?
Price rate will commodity rate will increase.
Anyway, lots of notice they don't give that.
Who
will grow?
Everyone will be master than the whole self.
Then what else? How this is cheating, we understand from that actually. Secretly they want to cheat everyone actually. Secretly cheat and engage them. You work, 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 just work. We'll give you this paper. We'll print and give this paper to you. And this is considered advancement and... right or not? You work, 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 work. We'll give you this paper note. This is how they are cheating and exploiting the human beings actually. Human. So much exploitation it is, modern society. So these idiot fellows, those who are working labor class, they don't understand actually. That yeah, you can just live, you know, just grow some food and keep one or two cows. Just go on, you know, so much land is lying down like this only. Why these villagers want to put their children to become laborers into such society where they were made to work, 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 work and paid this print note and give it that this is your payment. And what about food? We'll make you to we will feed you stool and urine. That's what is going to happen, right, Anada? He was telling me that now burgers are, you know, everywhere burgers are promoted. That is a food now. And somebody made a cheap burger, cheaper than burger with a stool, human stool. Human X-ray. Better. So better purchase that and eat and all like that, people. And recycle the, you know, all this. Recycle stool, water and urine water. And keep feeding that. From where water will come like that, right or not? So this is what happens when you don't accept Krishna's plan. This is what is going to happen. Okay, so read from where, you know, where you have to read?
14. Food grains or vegetables.
Okay, read.
Food grains or vegetables are factually eatables. The human being
factually eatables. Okay. You have to defend now, what is eatable? That is the condition. They will think that stool is also eatable. Yes, you are hog, therefore it is eatable for you. But human beings eat food grains. Okay. Yeah.
The human being eats different kinds of food grains, vegetables, fruits, etc. And the animals eat the refuse of the food grains in vegetables, grass, plants, etc. Human beings who are accustomed to eating meat and flesh must also depend on the production of vegetation in order to eat the animals. Therefore, ultimately we have to depend on the production of the field and not on the production of big factories.
See, ultimately even we have to, that's why I tell. So many people, they're practical. Oh, Prabhuji, you are talking about Varnashram, it is not practical. Then how you are eating then? If it is not practical, how you are eating? From where you are getting grain? Someone is growing, that's why you are getting grain. No? So this is skillfully avoiding Varnashram, it is. ISKCON is. Or devotees, whatever people in general. Or some fellows who don't know all these basic points. This is basic, you know. Oh, our process is, why you are talking about Varnashram? Our process is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnuspuram. This Prashant was telling. Our bhakti process is Shravanam Kirtanam, no? Then you are only do Shravanam Kirtanam. Why you are eating then? Why you are eating then? Who will grow the food? Such small things they don't want to understand. They are so dull because of all this so-called education and sense enjoyment. The brain has become so dull. Such a dull. They don't understand these small points, ABCD. Most of the people in the world, society now. Even our so-called devotees.
The field production is due to sufficient rain from the sky. And such rays are controlled by demigods like Indra, Sun, Moon, etc. And they are all servants of the Lord. The Lord can be satisfied by sacrifices. Therefore, one who cannot perform them will find himself in scarcity. That is the law of nature. Yajna, especially the Sun Kirtan Yajna, prescribed for this age, must therefore be performed to save us at least from scarcity of food supply.
So now we are talking about Sankirtan Yajna. So why we need a Varnashrama if we are doing Sankirtan Yajna then? Why we, this question comes, no? Right or not? Yajna means Sankirtan Yajna in this world. Why prescribed duties? Here Yajnas are born of prescribed duties, he says, and Prabhupada says Sankirtan Yajna.
So this is
Sankirtan Yajna. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then why we are promoting Varnashrama? Why you want to Prabhupada himself also told Varnashrama, right?
Yajna is
part of
Yajna is complete without distribution of food stuffs, and where will you get food stuffs? Yajna and social structure is completely different. Varnashrama is a social structure that is only there.
So therefore Sankirtan Yajna must therefore be performed to save us at least from scarcity.
Yeah, so then why you need to perform Varnashrama then?
It's a part of Yajna is part of Varnashrama. And for Kali Yuga, Sankirtan Yajna is prescribed. Because other Yajnas, we require Brahmanas, very well qualified Brahmanas, and many
I'm not talking about all those putting up. Just because here Prabhupada, you know, prescribed duties it is
yes,
comes.
Yes,
you know. When we talk about prescribed duties, we are not talking about only Yajna as prescribed duty, we are not talking about only putting up. It means even sweeping of Shudra. That is Shudra's prescribed duty is what? Sweeping. He is not going to put us, sit in a Yajna. You are understanding broader meaning of Yajna, you know. Yajna means prescribed duties.
Even Sankirtan Yajna process cannot be performed without Varnashrama.
By doing Yajna,
Sankirtan Yajna cannot be performed without
Varnashrama. Independently from
Varnashrama. 3.3. By doing Yajna, we get the rain. But only by getting the rain, we will not get the food. So there will be a farmer to grow food.
Yeah, this is the point, you see. Here what is there? So they came on time, come here. Very nice. No. See here. All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rain. Rains are produced by performance of yajna, sacrifice. And yajna is born of prescribed duties. And in the purport it says, Yajna, specifically the Sankirtan Yajna prescribed for this age, must therefore be performed to save us at least from the scarcity of food, he says. The meaning of this statement is, ultimately we are performing Sankirtan Yajna because we want to attain love of Godhead. But, you know, if you don't want to attain love of Godhead, at least for scarcity you follow. My question is, if simply by performing Sankirtan Yajna, Sankirtan, our scarcity will be fulfilled, then why we need to follow prescribed duties, Varnashrama? Prescribed duties means Varnashrama, everyone knows, clear about it? Why it is? Prescribed duty means Guna Karma Vibhagas. In Varnashrama, so prescribed duty is done, because according to our Guna, Karma is given in the Varnashrama system. So Shudra is sweeping, that is his prescribed duty. So why we need to perform prescribed duty? Just do Sankirtan, no? That's what is the argument, Shravanam Kirtanam argument is. Ours is Sankirtan Yajna, why you are talking about Varnashrama?
But our purification is gradual, so Varnashrama is the entire plan for gradual purification, and that Sankirtan Yajna also we will do. Together with that, then purification will happen. Only by Sankirtan Yajna, we are not pure devotees to completely purified only by Sankirtan Yajna.
So that By doing your Yajna rhyme will come and Parma Vaishyas will grow food according to the guidance of Brahmana.
Occupation has to be according to Dharma and we will do Sankirtana also.
So this is the point. By performing Sankirtana, water, rain will come. And just by rain, it is not that grain will suddenly come into your, you know, kitchen. Someone has to grow, no? Right or not? Someone has to grow. Then there is, somebody has to follow that prescribed duty. Everyone has to follow that prescribed duty. Then automatically what happens? So then grains will come. And basically, economy means is given by, not all the four varnas and four ashramas will be engaged in producing production class. Production class means vaishyas. So not everyone will be involved in economic development. This modern idea that everyone should do job, everyone should contribute in economic development, that is bogus it is. So then where is the time for spiritual understanding? Right or not? Only one class will be involved in economic development. And the remaining class would be only, remaining class will be fully, they live very simple life. Brahmanas will lead very simple life. They will beg. So whatever comes on by the arrangement of the Lord, they will take it. They will not hold wealth, they will not hold property, they will not hold anything. That is Brahmana. So, and they will not have comforts, everything. They will be very renounced. Then, third is what? So, Kshatriya, he will levy taxes and then he will, that is his, that is how he will run his life. And Shudras are also maintained by Vaishyas and higher places. So, in this way, society will run. So Vaishya will be productive class. So coming to the point here that so in this way we have to follow prescribed duties. When Acharyas tell about Sankirtana Yajna, they are not speaking about Sankirtana Yajna without Varnashrama. They are talking about Sankirtana Yajna with Varnashrama. So basically the same point, just the same argument, simple argument. Okay, Sankirtana Yajna Acharyas have told, but then you will not do just Sankirtana Yajna. You will be eating, you will be sleeping, right or not? Then what? Then you have to organize the society according to Varnashrama. So now we come to another point here, people are bothered about prescribed, you know, food problem. So this anxiety of food, from where the food will come, where the food grains will come, this was never there in Vedic society. No one will. It is bothersome of Vaishyas. Everyone will follow their prescribed duties and everyone will get their grains. Everyone will get their food. So that is called as self-sufficiency. Self-sufficiency is attained by following prescribed duties. You got the idea? You know, sometimes we want to attain, we want to make self-sufficient. We're self-sufficient. How society becomes self-sufficient? When everyone follows their prescribed duties. Simple. So our question is, how to train people according to their nature, engage them in their prescribed duties. That is our question. Then the food problem is automatically solved, it is. When we don't do our prescribed duty, then the food problem comes. So this is the issue. There is no question of scarcity, it is. Okay. So, in other words, if there is no Varnashrama, then there will be food problem. And Sankirtana Yajna, our performance of, where is Sankirtana Yajna going on now? How many temples they organize Sankirtana Yajna? Little bit of morning and evening they do some bhajan, I think. Right or not? How many temples continuously engage Sankirtana Yajna? Where is happening? You cannot do, in the city you cannot do Sankirtana Yajna now. If you try to do every day, They will just ban you actually. They will put you in the jail. That's what happened in the Western countries. When Prabhupada engaged devotees in doing Sankirtan, so many court cases, devotees used to get beaten, police will come and just arrest them and take them away. You read that description. Now, where is Sankirtan Yajna going on? We'll do Sankirtan Yajna, don't bother about Varnashram and all. Prabhupada has told Sankirtan Yajna. Where is Sankirtan? Where you are doing practically? Where Sankirtan Yajna you are doing? Right? It's really, we have to understand this, right? When Prabhupada was there, that time Sankirtan Yajna was going on. Therefore, movement was flourishing. There was no scarcity. There was nothing, Prabhupada talked about practical results of Krishna consciousness movement. So many 10,000 men and women are easily maintained. We don't have a job or we don't have any this thing, he says. Because that time they were doing Sankirtan Yajna. Now where is the Sankirtan? Book distribution is going on. That is higher Sankirtan than doing Harinam with a So that is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur called as Brahad Mridanga, no? Right or not? The sound will go. Therefore, book distribution is more important. So, that is going on to some extent. And Harinam is going on here and there. But not up to the point which has to be done. So, therefore, there is dissatisfaction everywhere.
Sacrifice means Brahmanas only, previously Brahmanas. Now, this is Sankirtan Yajna, then means only Brahmanas has to do, or everyone?
Yeah, everyone should do. Brahmana will have more time to do. Because of their renunciation and simplicity. Okay, then. So I generally give example of okay, we will do these things a little later, we can give some rest. So afternoon class I will not take because I have to meet some duties and all. But you all can 4:45 you can conduct a shloka memorization along with Gurukula boys. Shloka memorization also should happen. 4:45. Then you all can have so questions? I can take some questions at least. Anyway, class is not there after. Yeah. I have some more comments on this, but I'll tell that a little later.
Devotees raised the question that Lord Varnashrama, Srila Prabhupada told that his mission is 50% of his unfulfilled.
That 50% mission quota is told by Kuladri Prabhu. There is no written evidence. Can be a little careful in quoting that. That can be supportive quote, that should not be the main quote. No?
So if
Kuladri Prabhu was in New Vrindavan, he was temple president of New Vrindavan for some time. That's the farm community which Prabhupada started, first farm community which Prabhupada started. Yeah.
How other devotees were asking questions on Varnashrama interpreter?
Who? This 50%?
Yeah.
They may say like this, what I told on just now. That's not a main evidence like that, they may say. Right or not?
After that, Srila Prabhupada opened the farm community in New Vrindavan.
Yeah. Proper. It's very clear. Very clear. Generally, openly no one argues. But sometimes they do. Like someone told him, what you are doing here, oh, come here, we'll preach in IIT, they said. He said, what is this Gurukula and all these things like that, he said. His friend. Right, your friend, one of your friends. Then? Yeah, he is American disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
How he will understand about Varnashrama? He must have heard it from Srila Prabhupada, then only he is saying.
No, not understanding. He says that Prabhupada had told him that it is my 50% of my mission is. There is no doubt that it is Prabhupada's mission. There is no doubt in that. There is no doubt in that. So they just don't want to involve in this, that's all. They don't want to speak about it, they don't want to preach about it, they don't want to get involved in this, they don't want to support it. They will say in the future, first preach now, later we'll do. Preach now. Preach now, Varnashrama later, that is the logo. Motto. Sometimes.
But preaching means that ultimately we have to end up in this.
Yeah. Those who chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra, seriously, if they still feel to stay in such environment, in the city, in the industries, they are not chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna. That should feel, you know, they should feel to, this is nonsense, I should not be here. They should feel that. That is the result of chanting 16. Or, or, yeah, that's implicit in that, that they are not getting good association to chant properly. That is the point. If you chant in good association, you should feel detachment from this kind of lifestyle. Want to speak, you should feel detachment from this world only, material world only. That should be the result of chanting 16 rounds. That heart is still premed heart, it is. It is not melting means. Right or not? What is the meaning of that? I cannot cut my material attachment with family members. What is the result of chanting then? Okay, any other questions?
Sannyasi is not supposed to.
That is 6.1 discussion. You still want to ask? Okay. Yeah, but I told, no, it is 6.1 discussion. Okay, anyway, ask.
I don't remember exactly which Goswami or the six Goswamis. He was cooking for the mother of Krishna.
That is Rupa Goswami, you know, story of Rupa Goswami. Devotee can cook also, because devotee doesn't cook for himself, he cooks for. That's why there is difference between Karma Sannyasi and Vaishnava Sannyasi. Prabhupada himself used to cook, no? Prabhupada used to cook, no? So those are rules for Karma Sannyasi. Devotee doesn't cook for himself, he cooks for Lord.
Goswami should not take sannyasi.
Yeah, that is also one point.
I am staying 3 days like that. That is also for Karma Sannyasi.
Yeah, for preaching sake you may stay more also. No, it is Krishna is talking about Karma Sannyasi.
That 3.6, that who is doing something that from mind is always concentrating on sense object, is a pretender. So many times, if we are doing devotional service and mind is cheating us in a very bad way,
why you allow mind you to cheat in a bad way? then?
How much he is in that pretendership?
Just don't allow, then you don't have to bother about how much pretensionship and how much it is. Real devotional service, how much real and how much virtual? All the questions will not come. Just allow. That will, we'll discuss how to control mind further, you know, it will come in 6th chapter and all.
Brahmachari
is a, I mentioned that actually, I told that in the class. If Brahmachari is following his dharma, then, so all the principles of Brahmacharya we have to follow. Not look at women, not to speak to women, so then he is not a pretender.
Sinful things are committed in the mental level, but it is told that we tell you.
Yeah, but if you go on nurturing that, then it will fall, come into action. First it will come in the words and then it will come in action. Therefore it is dangerous. So any other questions? Okay. Yeah, tell. Smaranam kirtanam keli rikshanam guhyan vashanam sankalpo vyavasayascha kriya nivritti revacha nirvatti revacha nivritti or nirvatti. So this is in the first page of Brahmacharya book only. This is quoted by Sridhar Swami in the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in his Bhavartha Deepika commentary. He quoted Yajnavalkya from there, in there, and that is quoted, re-quoted in Brahmacharya. In 6th canto of 1st chapter, there is one verse, Tapasa Brahmacharyena Shamena Cha Damena Cha. So in that purport, in his commentary, Sridhar Swami wrote Bhavartha Deepika commentary. This is how these verses are coming. You see, sannyasi, Vaishnava, these rules are not applicable to Vaishnava sannyasi. Similarly, sometimes we, for service, for preaching, we may have to speak to women, right or not? So you have to see that, where you are, whether you have to see within yourself, or you have to take help of other devotees, other brahmacharis. Whether you are speaking for service or for preaching or something else is there. So that you have to judge yourself to protect your service, you know, your Krishna consciousness. There will be, you know, there is limit for everything, right or not?
Even if you have to speak, then you should not.
Yeah, there are many things, you know, many things. Alone there is no question. Alone means finished it is. And other day also I was telling, no, how to look. Even if you are speaking also you can avoid that, you know, that is intelligent way you have to do that. Other day I told them how to interact with women if you have to also. For service or for service. Brahmacharya is better do youth preaching, that's all. Go on, all life, just go on. And this Gurukula boys, just go on, you know. With boys, small boys and old. Elder boys. That is our preaching program. Then? These things are given, dealings with women, dealings with all these things are given. So there is also, if you read there, dealings with devotee women, dealings with, you know, non-devotee women. So everything, there is also mentioned there, you know, you should not be fanatic. So that fanaticism is another side of passion, it is of the same coal coin. Maharaj gave an example. Yeah.
So that Kutan had to Tritayam Yajatomukhe in that shloka. It mentions in Tritayam Yajatomukhe, but if we see that in the Upper Yuga also, kings were performing yajna, like Prakhil Maharaj and Jishya Maharaj.
Yeah. So Jiva Goswami in his commentary on Yajna Sankirtana Praya Rajanti, how he explains that Yajna was performed even in other yugas. I mean Sankirtana Yajna is not a rule. Prominently this is the prominent procedure. He can sleep properly. No? Go and take rest. We should not force boys. No? You can go and take rest. He will not do that now if you. If you tell him, that is his nature.
Stay with him. Stay with him.
Go, no problem. Huh? Take rest. Whenever you feel sleepy, you can go and take rest. No need that. We are not forcing you know, Gurukula boys to sit here.
No, he is still in that mode of sleeping.
Okay, so what you are saying?
But that sloka is there in Kali Yuga, is not going yet. You are just making your face black by the. So that is kind of.
Yeah, especially in Kali Yuga, those things will never work actually. Especially in Kali Yuga. Huh? Right or not? Then still we are doing, no? We are doing in initiation, we are doing in you know, temple installation, we are doing. Other day I read that Sankirtan is more important than, but still there is a code that you know, both should go on Pancharatrika Vidhi and Bhagavata Vidhi should go on like that. There is a code, no? Bhakti Siddhanta Sampradaya, towards the end of Parpada.
Does it mean that the Brahmanas reciting the slokas, the Hare Krishna mantra chanted is more powerful than the Brahmanas reciting the slokas?
Definitely. That's why everywhere he just told us, chant Hare Krishna while Abhishek is going on, just is going on. Brahma Samhita prayers, because it's direct prayer to Lord Govindarayana. He gave more directly instead of all these technical things.
Prabhupada, as the yugas advance, each individual limb goes on reducing. So then the prior prescribed duty should not be applicable in the next yuga. So in that case, okay.
Each limb is going to what?
Like that means similarly, like prescribed duty for Treta Yuga should not work properly in Dwapara Yuga. Like that.
You see, all these things are happening because of the influence of three modes of material nature, right or not? So now in Kali Yuga, mode of ignorance is there. It's an age of mode of ignorance. That doesn't mean that there is no sattva in Kali Yuga. It's a relative, right or not? This world is relative. So sattva guna will be there, but the compared to sattva guna of Satya Yuga, this is different. Sattva Rajas. Otherwise, why we are talking about establishing Varnashrama like this, right? So then Brahmanas will be there. Brahmanas means they would be in Sattva Guna. Raja Guna, Tama Guna will also be there. So the point is, the degree of that level of Sattva Guna, Sattva Raja Tama would be reduced. But the degree of ignorance is very high. It's not that in Satya Yuga there was no mode of ignorance. It will be there, but it's very limited, negligible. So like all these things will be there, you know. So main thing is Harinam Sankirtan. Everything should be done along with Harinam Sankirtan.
Means Yajna is also based on three modes of material nature.
Yeah, definitely. Everything is modes of nature, three modes of material nature. So what is that Yajna? Here, Yajna means prescribed.
It is beyond three modes of material.
See, Yajna is prescribed duty. You know, prescribed duty means for a Shudra, sweeping is a prescribed Yajna, it is. And we read, no? In 2.22 or 21, it is. Just like on the sacrificial altar of Kurukshetra, all these, with the arrows of Arjuna, all these would be. So jivas would be sacrificed, you know. So for a kshatriya, fighting is yajna. Killing is yajna. For a brahmana, putting ghee in the fire is yajna. Right? So when we think about yajna, we only talk about very limited, just putting ghee in the fire only we think. So there's, you know, one word indicates many things and many words indicate one thing in Sanskrit. We have to understand in what context, which term is used. Got that? So here in 14th verse, it is in a broad sense. It is not talking about just putting fire, you know, ghee in the fire. Right? 14th verse, right or not? Any other things? Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.